everyone. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. That's a tune called Dobro on the Loose, recorded in 1976. Paul and Colin Trim with their friends, and I couldn't help but listen right the way through because it just sounded like good fun to play along with that song. Let's listen to Midnight Rider. This is from Mark Newton playing with the Virginia Squires. That's Simpkins Brothers and Sammy Shelaw on banjo. And from the album Living a Dream, 1998 album, great bluegrass on it. Here's Mark Newton.
I got to run to keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep from riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, not gonna let them catch a midnight rider. I don't own the clothes I'm wearing, and the road is on forever. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, not gonna let them catch a midnight rider. But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, not gonna let them catch a midnight rider.
Mark Newton and the Virginia Squires, Midnight Rider, with some fancy picking going on there. I decided I'd bring in some vinyl today, some of my LPs, and one of the ones I bought in was one from the Greenbrier Boys called Better Late Than Never. I was familiar with the first assemblage of Greenbrier Boys, which included Ralph Rinsler on mandolin and John Herald on guitar and Bob Yellen on banjo, and they did an album with Deanne and the Greenbrier Boys. That was good fun. We got some material off that. This is a later version, and by now they had Frank Wakefield replacing Ralph Rinsler and added Jim Buchanan as a guest on fiddle and had Russ Savakis playing bass. They did a big range of material, and Hamilton County really enjoyed their approach to the music. And I'm going to play you a couple of tunes throughout the program off the Greenbrier Boys Better Late Than Never album. Came out in 1966, and this tune, The Train That I Ride, is certainly one that Hamilton County decided that we should do. It's a great tune. I hope you enjoy it.
The train that I ride will take me down yonder. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, I'll be home tomorrow. Train that I ride, we'll leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, I'll be home
very energetic bluegrass there from the Greenbrier Boys, and we'll hear from them just a little bit later in the show. 2010, Jerry Douglas organised an album as a tribute to Tut Taylor, great dobro player who used to play his dobro with a flat pick because he'd never seen anyone else play it, and he decided that was a good way to do it. Whole bunch of dobro players got together and put down some great music, and I've selected one tune off the album. It's called Me and My Dobro, so it was written by Tut Taylor and it's played by Ferrell Stowe, and it's just a great tune for a dobro. Enjoy this. Bye. Some very nice picking there by Ferrell Stowe. And he was helped out by Fred Carpenter on fiddle. Ronnie McCurry did that lovely mandolin break. Russ Barenberg on guitar and Barry Bales on bass. Well, I told you I was going to bring some vinyl in, and here's an old Rito and Smiley record. And this is an assemblage of tunes that were recorded as singles, as was the way in the 1950s. And there's material from as far back as 1952 right up to 1957 on this album, Country Ballads, it's called. And I'm going to play you a song. The first one is Trail of Sorrow. This was recorded 1955, and it had Reno playing banjo, Red Smiley playing guitar, Smiley Hobbs on mandolin, Jimmy Lunsford on fiddle, and John Palmer, who plays on just about all the tracks, on bass. It's interesting because the picture on the front of the album is probably as a band as it was when the album came out. It's got a very young Ronnie Reno playing a mandolin standing in front of his dad. It's a lovely picture, but it wasn't him playing mandolin on this particular track. We're going to hear Reno and Smiley doing Trail of Sorrow. Some 1955 bluegrass. That's the way it was then. I don't even think Reno and Smiley were working full time at the time. It was tough for bluegrass musicians, as it was for country musicians in those days. Rock and roll was just getting going. The country music establishment, as it was then, wasn't getting much purchase in popular taste. They were trying to decide whether they liked hillbilly music or whether they liked rock and roll, and bluegrass bands suffered. But Reno and Smiley put out some of their best material, and it's great to hear them again. Let's hear Mark Newton again, and this time he's got a slightly different band. He's got Ralph Stanley singing lead on this song, because Ralph does a great job. Dudley Connell singing baritone, Tony Rice playing lead and rhythm guitar, Jerry Douglas on Weissenborn dobro, and Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins on bass, and it's that great gospel song, I've Just Seen the Rock of Ages. Mark Newton and friends. Yeah.
by the bedside where my feeble mother lay. When she called me close beside her, and I thought I'd heard her say, I've just seen the Rock of Ages, Jacob's ladder hanging down. I've just crossed the River of Jordan. Now, my son, I'm home.
an impassioned version of that song, isn't it? I didn't realise it was quite that long. Oh, it's great. Must have been terrible listening to it over and over again in the studio and trying to decide if anyone had done anything wrong. And great track, though. Good to do. Sort of thing you do at the end of a concert or something like that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. So if you need anything musical and you're in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from, just go in and see Shearer's, and they'll be delighted to sell you an instrument or a set of strings for your instrument if you've already got one, and some picks and a strap and a music stand and a guitar stand and all the sorts of things that you need to play music. Go and see Shearer's. They've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years, and I'm delighted that they're part of Back Porch Bluegrass. I just love the music of Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And whenever I got a new LP of Doyle's, I was very excited putting it on the turntable and hearing what was coming out. This was his fifth album. I've got four of the earlier ones. As you can see, I'm a Doyle Lawson fan. He did a lot of gospel. He did a lot of secular music as well. But this was with a band that was, he hired them all at once, and Doyle Lawson always did the lead and baritone vocals and played mandolin, bit of guitar, but this band was Russell Moore playing lead and tenor vocals, Scott Vestal on banjo, and Ray Deaton on bass, and they were a great combination, and he hired them as those three, and I saw Doyle play with Russell Moore on lead vocals and guitar and Ray Deaton on bass, but by then Scott Vestal had been replaced by Jim Mills. And but this band was great, and I've just been watching a DVD of Doyle where he played with different bands that he'd had throughout the years, and this band came on. They had a lot of fun and played some great music, so I'm going to share with you the great feeling I had when I got this album and put it on. Hymn Time in the Country, the album was called, and the opening track is one called Sail On Towards Home, and it sounds like this.
Tossed about on the mighty deep, sin waves covered our tidy vessel, and the billows round us sweep. All through the night we've toiled and struggled, praying for the coming of eternal dawn. On the wings of love we hear him whisper, don't give up, my child, sail on. Sail on though the tempest rages, sail on though the waves roll high. Keep your sights alone on heaven, our eternal home up in the sky. Though our boat is tossed and driven till our strength is almost gone, we can hear the master gently whisper, don't give up, my child, sail on. Live for the Lord though the world may mock you, live for him though your friends forsake. Keep your faith and trust in Jesus, he'll supply the strength it takes. Then when the world is reeling and a-rocking, and the day of grace is past and gone, he'll gather us in his arms and whisper, children of mine, let's all sail home. Sail on though the tempest rages, sail on though the waves roll high. Keep your sights alone on heaven, our eternal home up in the sky. Though our boat is tossed and driven till our strength is almost gone, we can hear the master gently whisper, don't give up, my child, sail on. Sail on though the tempest rages, sail on though the waves roll high. Keep your sights alone on heaven, our eternal home up in the sky. Though our boat is tossed and driven till our strength is almost gone, we can hear the master gently whisper, don't give up, my child, sail on.
Sail on,
sail on,
sail on.
Sail on.
Well, what a finish, eh? Real vocal band they were, and I really enjoyed listening to the way they worked together. Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver. And we might hear another track from that album just a little bit later on the program. Time for an instrumental, and this is from the Calling You From My Mountain album by Pete Rowan. And it's an instrumental featuring Chris Henry on the mandolin. And who else is playing on it? Let me remind myself. Chris Henry on mandolin, Max Wareham on banjo, Julian Pinelli on fiddle, Eric Thorin on acoustic bass. Pete is playing the guitar, of course, and it's a great tune. Frog on the Lily Pad. Here it comes. Great fun tune, wasn't it? Frog on the Lily Pad. And it sounds like they just sort of put it together. It's got that spontaneous feel to it. And I think that makes it sound really good. Well, we're going to hear a tune from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band now, 1997. And the band was Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Alan Rhodes on guitar and vocals, David Calder on mandolin and vocals, Jeremy Trenwith on bass and guitar and vocals, Paul Trenwith on banjo and very occasional vocals. And this is a song that was written by the mandolin player, David Calder, and it's called Writing on the Wall.
I wonder if you stop to think about me, or even if I cross your mind at all. I'll never understand how you could doubt me. I just didn't see the writing on the wall. Funny how the sun still rose this morning. I guess the stars will still come out tonight. My world standing still since you said your farewell. But life was never much for marking time. I wonder if you stop to think about me, or even if I cross your mind at all. I'll never understand how you could doubt me. I just didn't see the writing on the wall. I should have realized that I was in too deep. Feelings leaving reason far behind. While there's no chance you'd even steal a backward glance, I just can't seem to shake you from my mind. I wonder if you stop to think about me, or even if I cross your mind at all. I'll never understand how you could doubt me. I just didn't see the writing on the wall. I wish I'd read the writing on the wall.
Yeah, that's a real pretty song. And I noticed that I was playing guitar in that one, not banjo. David, the man who wrote it, was a school teacher, and we used to joke that the writing on the wall was, that's the title that came to him when he was teaching a class one day and standing up in front of them and either writing in chalk on a chalkboard or in felt pen on a whiteboard, but he never saw the humour in that, I don't think. Oh, I went to Los Angeles in my 2017 trip, I think it was, to the USA, and stayed with a good man there called Frank Swartek, and he took me to see a band called the Get Down Boys right in North LA there. We went to a little coffee bar, cafe venue for bluegrass music, and I was pleased to see the Get Down Boys. They did a great job. I thoroughly enjoyed the whole night, and I've got them on this next track, which is called Lonesome Once Again. Mark Cassidy wrote the song. He's the banjo player. Scott Gates is the guitarist and sometimes mandolin player. Israel Parker, the dobro player, and Evan Windsor, bass player. And it was such a fun night. I thought you might share it with me with Lonesome Once Again with the Get Down Boys. And this is for you, Frank.
Told me she ain't hanging round no more. As I grabbed her by the hand, I felt it was hard to stand when she told me about love for another man. My baby's gone, she's walking out that door. She said she ain't living this life no more. She packed her bags with all her things, city with her hopes and dreams, and I'm also and the lonesome lost and found. All the bills are overdue. I got holes in these worn out shoes, and I'm all torn up, and I don't know what to do. My baby's gone, she's a walking out the door. She said she ain't living this life no more. She packed her bags with all her things, moved to the city with her hopes and dreams, and I'm on some lonesome once again.
Some pretty hard driving bluegrass from the Get Down Boys from Los Angeles there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'm delighted that you've found Back Porch Bluegrass. Comes from Hamilton, New Zealand, and I've been playing bluegrass music since mid-1960s when I first off fell in love with the sound of the banjo with people like the Kingston Trio and Brothers Four and New Christy Minstrels. And then I heard Flattened Scruggs and my world changed. I thought, I want to play banjo like that. And that's sort of what happened. And I've been following bluegrass music ever since. So if there's a fair amount of bluegrass music on this show from the last 50 years, you'll know why. I've been playing in a band called the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band all those years and still enjoy playing when we get the opportunity. So thanks for tuning in. Hope you appreciate my take on bluegrass music. All the people listening on the Access radio stations too throughout New Zealand, this program is syndicated to several Access stations at different times of the week throughout New Zealand and also several stations in Canada and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. So anyone tuning in on those stations, thank you very much for listening to me. Every time I watch the program Caller Gas on TV, to which I've become addicted, I think of Saskatchewan and anybody in Canada who's listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm not quite sure that the grassy plains are bluegrass country, but I'm sure the music would sound great there too. Stop talking, Paul, and let's hear the Greenbrier Boys again. Here they are doing a song that was one of the very biggest sellers of country music all time, and it's put out by Vernon Dalhart, and it was called The Prisoner's Song. And here is the Greenbrier Boys' take on The Prisoner's Song, and this is one that Hamilton County used to do as well. We loved their version and thought that suited us. Here are the Greenbrier Boys with Prisoner's Song. Thank you.
at the wings of an angel. Over these prison bars I would fly to the arms of my darling, and there I'd be willing to die.
Oh, meet me tonight, love, oh, meet me. Meet me out in that moonlight alone, for I have a sad story to tell you. Must be told in that moonlight alone. Must be told in that moonlight alone.
If I had a great ship on the ocean, all mounted with silver and gold, and before I would see my darling suffer, that ship would be anchored and sold.
Oh, meet me tonight, love, oh, meet me. Meet me out in that moonlight alone, for I have a sad story to tell you. Must be told in that moonlight alone. Must be told in that moonlight.
That was the Greenbrier Boys with Meet Me Tonight, Love-O, Meet Me, or The Prisoner's Song. Isn't that a nice song? Well, Ricky Skaggs has done some great country songs, and some that mix bluegrass and country up, and some great bluegrass music songs. And here's one that I always enjoy listening to. I enjoy playing it too, because a friend of mine does a great version of singing it. Rennie Handler does a great job of doing Ricky Skaggs material, and I love playing banjo for him. And here's Ricky doing the great Highway 40 Blues. Jim Mills playing banjo for him on this one. Wish I could play like Jim Mills. And I looked up Highway 40, and it's a road that runs east-west or west-east, depending on which way you're going, right across America from Barstow in California right through to Raleigh in North Carolina. What a long road it is, and it's definitely worth singing about. So take us away, Ricky.
Well, these Highway 40 blues, I've walked holes in both my shoes, counted the days since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights of home. Wasted time and money too, squandered youth in search of truth, but in the end I had to lose. Lord above, I paid my dues, got the Highway 40 blues. The highway called when I was young, told me lies and things to come, fame and fortune lies ahead, it's what the billboard lies have said. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb, my money's gone, stick out my thumb, my eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years, got the Highway 40 blues. Like a rolling stone from town to town, I'm met pretty girls, I have to say. But none of them could make me stay. I played the music halls and bars, had fancy clothes and big fine cars. Things a country boy can't use, Dixieland sure miss you. Got the highway for the blues.
Some great picking there on Highway 40 Blues. Getting close to the end of the show now, and I'd still like to feature another Reno and Smiley tune, and this is some wonderful guitar playing by Don Reno, who was really, he really considered himself a guitarist rather than a banjo player, and just played banjo because it was a good thing to do for bluegrass music. But he was a superb guitar player and was one of the first to do real lead lines with an acoustic guitar. And here he is doing the classic country boy rock and roll. Here's Don Reno, Red Smiley. Some pretty hot picking. I apologise for the sound on the recording. Those days they just used to love using the new style echo that you could get in their recordings, and everyone thought that sounded great. And the album is a little worn out. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Time to go. We'll take it out with the tribute to Tuck Taylor album, and here's a tune called Dobro Country, played by Michael Witcher. See you later. Bye.